Blog Talk Radio.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church. There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communications, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communications, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Good afternoon and greetings. Good afternoon and greetings to you, our listeners, dear UFCCM affiliates, friends, and this is the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast, and I'm Teacher Margaret Tindall, and we're coming to you by way of UFCCM Anointed Radio. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to all of you who are tuning in by phone, Facebook, and the UFCCM website at ufccm.org. Blessings to you all, and we pray that you all are well. We thank God for allowing us to have another opportunity to connect with you as we continue this work that He has appointed unto us. Let us now go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, God, we come before you Our dear loving Father, we come before you thanking you and giving your name the glory, the honor, and praise, as all praise and honor is due to you. We thank you for your love toward us, for your grace and your mercy, and for your Son that you so willingly sacrificed that the penalty for our sins could be paid. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the United Fellowship of Christian Churches and Ministries, our Ecumenical Patriarch, our Board of Bishops, our Sacred College of Bishops, every affiliate, every member, every ministry leader. Father, we just thank you. We thank you especially for our speaker today, Deaconess Penrose, who so willingly agreed to come before us today to share with us what the Lord has laid on her heart. Bless this word, Lord, and help it to inspire us to greater heights and to move forward in faith as never before. Father, we ask you to bless us today. Help us to not do a good broadcast, but we want to do a broadcast today that will do some good, that will bless somebody, some soul. Father, we ask these blessings in your name. Amen. The scripture that the Lord impressed upon me early this morning is a familiar one, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And even though this was a prayer for Israel, it is applicable to us today as we go before the Lord. There's so much that's going on, and I find this scripture especially poignant in light of what is going on globally with this coronavirus pandemic. And I'm so grateful for our Ecumenical Patriarch, Bishop Henry A. Tyndall Sr., and our Mother Bishop, that God gave them a press in their spirit last month to institute the UFCCM 24-hour nonstop prayer meeting. And this is nonstop prayer for 24 hours, UFCCM-wide. Just think about the power of prayer that this is unleashing throughout this UFCCM. And if you would like to participate, you're asked to contact your jurisdictional prayer leader or minister to have your name added. And don't get me wrong, none of us is asked to pray for 24 hours or even one day, but there are segments of time assigned to each jurisdiction, so you can sign up for a half hour, an hour, however God leads, so that we have prayer ongoing nonstop. And we know in light of all that's going on that God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, the power of the Holy Spirit to teach us and guide us, and the love that we have one for another to shed abroad and of a sound mind that we will walk and operate in wisdom. So I'm urging you today to pray as never before and to show love and care and compassion for others and unselfishness, because this is the way that we as laity who are called to serve can show God's love to men and women throughout this world. Well, as we mentioned on our last broadcast, excuse me, this month of March marks the beginning of our fifth year of this radio ministry. Aren't you excited, listeners? 5 years of radio ministry, and yet we are still invested, committed, and steadfast and unmovable and unshakable in moving forward with what God has assigned to our hands. And we remain in a state of great excitement about all that God is doing in and through the United Fellowship of Christian Churches and Ministries. And we are in anticipation of what he has in store for us that is yet to come. I'd like to give a heartfelt thanks to our Ecumenical Patriarch, the Mother Bishop, to our program director, especially Bishop Haywood, and to each and every one of you for your continued prayers and ongoing support, who you take the time each month out of your schedules to tune in by phone and on Facebook, and even at our UFCCM website at ufccm.org. As you know, our theme for this year is moving forward by faith. And we have had heard some dynamic teaching on this theme, first in January by our ecumenical patriarch and mother bishop, and then last month in February, our own Bishop Haywood and overseer Bev Haywood brought such powerful teachings around this theme. Now, listeners, if you missed any of those, I want to remind you that all of our broadcasts are archived at ufccm.org. You simply need to click on Laity Training, and you'll be directed to the complete library of broadcasts. Every broadcast that we have done since we began in March 2016 is archived, so you can go back and listen to any of them. And I hope you will take advantage of that, because there are some powerful lessons that have been imparted to us down through these 5 years. Now, we are so happy to have with us as our presenter for today, Deaconess Darlene Penrose, who is a native of Boston, Massachusetts. Deaconess Penrose is a member of the Reconstruction Church, where she serves under the leadership of Bishop Dr. Ronald S. Hobson, Sr., who is the senior pastor of the Reconstruction Church and also the provincial bishop of the ecclesial province of Massachusetts. And it is often said that we need salvation in order to meet God, and we need education to meet man. Today's speaker has done both. Deaconess Penrose gave her life to Christ in 1990 and was ordained a deaconess in 2002. Her bubbly and outgoing personality, which many of us have experienced as we fellowship with her during conferences and jurisdictional events, has stood her in good stead as she aids and serves in whatever capacity she can to help the people of God, as well as do those things that God has assigned to her hands. Deaconess Penrose has also pursued education. She attended Lesley University, majoring in human services with a concentration in counseling psychology. She attended the Millennium Training Institute for Business Administration and has earned a certificate in hospice volunteer training. And she is currently enrolled in and pursuing studies at the Encouraging Faith Theological Seminary. She has 3 daughters, 2 grandchildren, and several godchildren, and she gives all the glory and honor to her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for who he is and will forever be in her life. Deaconess Penrose is going to speak to us today on the subject, Faith is Life with Jesus. And when she shared that topic with me, I just was rejoicing, and I'm just so anxious to hear what God has given her to share with us today. Before I bring her to you, though, please keep in mind that there will be an opportunity during this broadcast for you, our dear listeners, to call in with your questions and or comments and even words of encouragement or personal testimony sharing relative to moving forward by faith. Remember, the call-in number is 347-850-1405, and you must then dial 1 on your phone to be brought into the broadcast. Bishop Haywood is standing by to bring you in. And please, we say this every time, and I'm going to keep saying it because we don't want you to be shy. We want to have an interactive broadcast, and we want to hear from you. So without further preliminary, we want to bring Deaconess Penrose to you at this time. Good afternoon, Deaconess Penrose.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Welcome, and thank you so much for being with us today and being a part of this move of God. We look forward to what you have to share with us today. So it is now, the mic is yours.
Praise the Lord. I first want to give honor to God who's ahead of my life for this opportunity today. I also want to give God the glory for our ecumenical patriarch, Bishop Henry A. Tyndale, Sr., and our jurisdictional Bishop, Mother Bishop Shirley Tendo, and Teacher Tendo, and Bishop Haywood, and also my pastor, Bishop Ronald Scott Hobson Sr. I thank God for everybody that's been in my life, that's mentoring me to be what God would have me to be on this day. And I just want to do a brief prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just want to give you all the honor and glory for what you're doing on this day. I ask you to forgive me, Lord, for any sins that I might be guilty of before I come across with your word on today for the people all over. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
My topic, again, is faith is life with Jesus. And so I was thinking about where the theme was moving forward by faith. I love that theme because basically we can't do anything without faith. So I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, if you would give me something that would help the people today in regards to moving forward by faith. And so thinking about faith, trusting and believing in God, and living, they go together. So that's where the Lord led me to the topic, faith is life with Jesus. And I would say that we need faith in everything that we do because it will bring life into hopelessness and to uncertainties of this world that we live in now. So we need an anchor, which is Jesus. And if we believe in him, that the faith that we have in him should carry us through everything that we want to do. And the first scripture that brought me to that was Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. So as I myself went before the Lord to ask him to forgive me for anything, before we go to him, we should do that on a regular basis, is humbly go before him and ask him to forgive us for anything knowingly and unknown that is not pleasing in his sight. It's never about us, but it's always about him. Amen. And so in regards to the scripture, without faith, it's impossible to please him. Faith is when we believe and have confidence in Jesus and the Holy Spirit. The Lord wants us to come to him for everything that we desire or need. Our relationship with him must be sincere. And if we love God, we can go to him and honestly ask him. And he knows our heart, and our heart must be pure before him. And being pure is doing what is pleasing to God. Everything is about God. There's nothing about us, but it's all about him. And I thank God that we have someone to go to in our need. Amen?
Amen.
And so in Genesis, starting with the chapter 12, where God blessed Abraham all throughout his time. And he basically did everything according to the word of God. But even in his time that he had a time where he sinned, God still loved him, and he still trusted God. And in the end, Abraham still, what God promised him about his generations, he stood forth, and even though he had a slip up, and we all might have a slip up in life, but if we go before God and ask him to forgive us, he still loves us no matter what. And Abraham still was around for God to bless him in the promise that he said that he would make his that he would receive the blessings for his descendants. So even though it might take time, we still have to wait on God and just believe that no matter what's going to come or go, if God said he's going to do something for us, It will be done in His time and not our time. Amen?
Amen.
So I went back to thinking of myself like a boss rewards his employees when they have done a great job. Just think about it. He might give you a promotion. He might give you a day off. He might give you a bonus. But Jesus is our spiritual boss, our father, our friend, or whatever we need him to be in our life at that time. So even on our jobs, if we are working, we do a good job. Sometimes the bosses will recognize you. And so that's the same way Jesus does to us as well, as long as we be obedient and follow to what he wants us to do. Amen. So I still staying on the form of faith, I went to Hebrews 11:1, a favorite scripture. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We might not have what we want physically in our hand or presence at that particular moment or time, but our trust in the Lord is our insurance that what we desire is on the way. And if it's in His will, sometimes we might ask the Lord for things, but our Heavenly Father knows what is best for us according to His plans and purpose. It might take some time. It might take some time, or it might happen right away. But in all things, we still have to trust God and give Him the praise while we are waiting. And in this incident, when I was seeking employment some years ago, I needed a job, and I wanted to go to college. But because I had started raising a family, I couldn't go to college right away. But the Lord gave me the mind to think of what I could do so that I could do both. And He opened that door so that I wouldn't have to have student loans and I could still go to school. So right. In that, I started asking the Lord, I started looking for jobs in colleges, and the Lord led me to Lesley University. And while I was asking for that job, I continually thanked God for every day. Lord, I thank you for my new job. It took 9 months before I got that job, but every day I kept saying, thank you for my job, once I asked him for the job. And when I got the interview, everything happened so quick. The day that I got the interview, my boss that was going to be my new boss called me the same day and asked for my references. And right after that, I was employed. Not only did I get the job right away, but the benefits that the job had were just phenomenal, where I could go to school free. My children could go to school free for undergrad, and one of my children did. So basically for two degrees, myself and my daughter went to school for 5 years free.
Amen.
And so God, that's a blessing, and God will definitely open that door for you if we just wait on him. So I thank God that and that's just where we have to keep thanking him, even though we don't have it in our hand. If it's our desire, and if it agrees with God, God is going to open that door, and we can't give up. No matter what it looks like, we can't give up, and God will bring us to the finish line. And that job was wonderful. I was there for 19 years before I got laid off, but it was a blessing. It did just what God asked me to do. Not one degree, but 2 degrees came out of that blessing. So we thank God for the patience, because we have to have patience to wait on the Lord, because it's His time. It's not our time. Amen?
Amen.
Still staying on the line of faith, I actually went to 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
Our belief and trust in knowing who God is should give us the courage to achieve the unthinkable aspect of every challenge that we might come across. And that brought me back to Joshua when he was told by God to lead the Israelites to the promised land and to conquer as well. He did it with his faith and courage in God. In Joshua 1:9, the scripture says, "Not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." Mm. Praise God. And we thank God because he is with us no matter what is going on in our life. He never leaves us. He's always at our side. And things that we don't know about, or we might have a little fear in doing it because we never did it before, God is faithful. And yes, he will give us the wisdom and the knowledge how to accomplish everything that needs to be done. And if we trust God for some things that are dear to our hearts and minds, we must believe that he will come through for every situation, even in those times where it's just uncertain. And I just thank God for giving me the patience, because I know God will do that, because when I was doing my schoolwork, I was working full-time in my family. I had situations during the family time, school time. I had to take a couple of semesters off. But I used to ask the Lord to help me when I was doing my typing for my papers. I said, "Lord, help me do this paper." And the Lord would give me the words to do my writing. Amen. And I thank God for that. I couldn't have done it on my own with all of the stuff that I had to do. And even in the ministry now, with things that I hadn't done before in the ministry, I thank God that I've gotten to a level where I'm just going to ask him, and I see that he brought me through before, he definitely will do it again. And that's one thing about God. We might have friends, and we might not be able to get a hold of them when we need them, but Jesus is always available to us at any time and any place. And so I thank God, and anybody out there that kind of wonders, just know that God is there for us no matter what may come or go. And he's just waiting for us. He's just waiting for us to come to him. And that is pretty much, I do want to touch bases on one other scripture, that's Philippians 4:13. "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me."
Yes.
And that is very powerful. Every word that God has is powerful. But in some situations, there are some scriptures that stand out so much that you just need that. And what I did for myself as well is that some scriptures that you know that you need that strength, God's strength, just keep reading them over and over. If it has to be every day that you have them on your list, I found myself that that's what gave me much comfort, is to just go to read all the time. But some scriptures you might have that really is giving you strength and power to get through the situation, then you just keep reading those ones. And we can find satisfaction in God for everything that he gives us to do, because it's coming from him.
Yes.
And because God knows us better than ourselves, whatever is predestined by him to be done spiritually or naturally, he will equip us to the end in doing that request or task. Nothing is too hard for God to help us.
Amen.
If we ask God for his wisdom and knowledge in that matter, he is happily waiting for us to ask him. And in closing, this familiar scripture will help us also to allow the faith in God to live according to his plans for our journey in this earth on the way to heaven. Proverbs 3:5-6. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." Amen. God is there, and He will definitely direct our path if we just wait on him and be patient and just trust him. And we sometimes, I thank you for this opportunity. And at this time now, I just want to say thank you, Lord. And I pray that something was said today to help somebody that is going to encourage you and give you the strength to go through another day. But just believe that faith is life with Jesus. Amen.
Amen. What a word. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions. Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. This is Bishop H.D. Haywood, Sr., Communications Chair for the UFCCM. And I am so excited that my excited is excited for you. In the upcoming 2020 year, there is a vision like none other. Please stay tuned by going to UFCCM.org, that's UFCCM.org, and you will receive all of the exciting happenings and events. Again, UFCCM.org, don't delay.
Well, listeners, I believe that we are back on the air. I know we took a quick commercial break, and we thank God for allowing us to come back. I just want to say that this was such a powerful lesson brought to us by Deaconess Penrose. I was trying to write down so many things. But the only thing I could think of as she was speaking is just faith building, because this was truly a faith building message. When Deaconess Penrose even shared her own personal testimony of how God showed up for her as a result of just waiting on him and trusting in him. And I love what she said, that while we're waiting, we just continue to thank God. Even though we don't have what we're asking for in our hands, we just keep on thanking him while we're waiting for him. Such a faith-building message today. And she is so correct when she teaches us that we need to believe that God will come through for every situation. Such powerful lessons and scriptures that really just helped us to increase our faith and move forward and move higher in our faith. We're going to open up the phone lines now. And listeners, if you would like to call in and with a question or a comment or share your own experience in moving forward by faith or how faith in Jesus has enhanced your life, please press 1 on your phone. And Bishop Haywood will bring you right in. Do we have any callers, Bishop Haywood?
We do have one. We're going to go ahead and bring in caller. You are at 704-274. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon. This is Bishop Kendall speaking, and I would like to say good afternoon to everybody and express, of course, our thanks to the Lord for all of you who are involved with making this wonderful laity training broadcast available throughout this radio network. I want to give a special thanks today for Deacon Penrose for doing such a wonderful and most inspiring work today in the presentation that she brought forth.
Yes,
thank you. So like Teacher Kendall, I had so many things that I was trying to write down as she spoke, but there were a couple of things that really, really stood out with me. One of them was the fact that she reiterated the fact that God is not waiting. We are not waiting on God. God is happily waiting on us. And when she put that word happily in there, it really made something stand out with me, because the word tells us that it is God's good pleasure to hear and answer the prayer of his children. So don't feel like you're always waiting on God. God is already there. He's waiting on you.
Amen.
And the second thing that she mentioned that was so inspirational to me this morning is the fact that you do not hurry God when you exercise faith in God.
Wow.
Faith does not try to rush God. You put something out there, as she gave us from her example, it may take 9 months before that prayer is answered, but you keep holding on to that faith. When you ask God for something and it does not happen immediately, do not lose faith. The Bible says, ask in faith, nothing wavering.
Yes.
For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything from God. But when you ask God something in faith, you keep the faith, whether you see it happening right then or not. Your faith is saying, Lord, this is my petition. I know you can, and I believe you will. Truly, this word this morning stirred up so many wonderful feelings of faith within
my
spirit. And I just want to say to Deacon Penrose, you did a marvelous job. And the things you said were really things I needed to hear right now. And I thank you so much and commend you for a job well done. I won't take up a lot of time this morning, but this afternoon, but I just wanted to get my word in how much I've been blessed with this message today. Mother Bishop is here, and while I'm on the phone, perhaps you'd like to have some comments as well, if it's all right with you all.
Oh, please, yes.
Good morning, or should I say good afternoon, everyone.
Afternoon.
Teacher Kendall and Bishop Haywood. I thank God for this wonderful, wonderful message that Deaconess Penrose brought. Faith is life with Jesus. I was jotting down some notes as well, but I was listening so intentively to what she was saying, and even the testimony of her own life and experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the thing that really struck me, is that when you've had an experience with God, you truly do have a testimony.
Yes.
Because then you can really attest to the fact that you know for an surety that when you have faith in God, that all you need to do is continue to hold on to that faith. And in that faith, in that, he teaches you how to wait.
Yes.
He teaches you how to understand that sometimes it's not always feasible that we receive an answer, boom, right away.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's in that waiting time that my patience grows, that my understanding grows, and my experience with him grows as well. This was so inspirational, and I hope that others that were listening, I'm certain that they have been inspired as well.
Yeah.
When you begin to talk about faith, because we know that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen as yet. And I like the scripture when she was talking about trusting in the Lord.
Yeah.
Because if we trust in him, as she has said and she has mentioned in her experience, that if you trust in God, he most assuredly is going to direct your pathway.
Yes.
And we must learn to wait on God. And in our waiting, it does not mean that God has not heard us. And we cannot hurry God. Sometimes we think if we get all anxious and just figure that, you know, God, you got to do this right away. That's not how God operates. He teaches us through our experiences how to wait on him. I'm telling you, this was absolutely powerful. And I thank Deaconess Penrose for just enlightening us and to reassure and reaffirm what God has done and what God is doing and what he will continue to do.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for the benediction. Deaconess Penrose, you have stirred us all up this morning. I'm telling you, I'm just so stirred up. But I don't want to go off. I want to just give others an opportunity. So, Bishop Haywood, do we have others on the line?
Actually, we do. We have caller, and, you know, it's always captivating to hear our ecumenical prelate, patriarch, as well as our mother bishop. You know,
yeah.
And Deacon Penrose, I want to echo everything that's been said so far, you know, as
Amen.
Well as, you know, to receive, you know, the words from our ecumenical patriarch as well as our mother bishop in concert, you know,
mm-hmm.
It speaks volumes of what you delivered today. So blessings to you. Caller, you're at 857-236. Go right ahead. 857-236. Go right ahead.
Praise the Lord. This is Elder Cooper from the Ecclesiastical Province of Massachusetts. And I just wanted to say that message was truly a blessing to me, truly a blessing to me, because the Bible says the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. And
yes.
I kind of feel like Bishop Haywood, my excited is excited just
yes.
remembering that we serve a God who's able to take care of us in times that we don't see our way, in times when the world is saying panic because of this. You know, God is still faithful. He's
yes.
still able to do what he says he's going to do. If he did it before, he'll do it again. She shared her personal testimony about how she couldn't go to college, but not only did God give her a chance to go, but made it so that it's free for her and her children.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, my excited is excited when I hear stuff like that. I just bless God, and I just wanted to share that on today. God bless you in your hearing.
Bless you. Thank you, Elder Cooper.
Thank you.
I hear the excited in your voice.
Amen. You got that right.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, blessings to you, caller. You are at 920-819. 920-819. Go right ahead.
Hello? Is that me?
Yes.
This is Monica.
Okay. Hi, everyone. God bless. I think of when I was hearing this talk today, I thought of horses that are being ridden for dressage. And a horse that is ridden for dressage knows kind of where he wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
But the master on his back pulls that horse. And a well-trained horse will have those ears attentive to the rider. And you'll see him looking back to hear what the rider, where the rider wants him to go. And if he goes ahead, that bit in the mouth will pull him back. And a well-trained horse will only need the slightest amount of pressure on that bit. And the person watching won't even see the movement of the rider. But an extremely well-trained horse is one that you can ride with no bit at all, and they simply listen to the direction of the rider with their feet and their thighs. So my niece is a very well-versed rider, and she actually rode her horse shooting a bow and arrow, hitting the target. She had no control of the reins. That horse had its ears back, listening for her voice and her feet, the pressure of the feet to guide them. And I kind of think of, I'm like the runaway horse who still needs a bit in my mouth.
Wow.
To be held back. I'm always wanting to jump ahead. I'll get an idea and I'll have the faith, but I'll move ahead of where the master is leading me. And 9 times out of 10, my plan is rerouted for God's plan. And if we're patient, we will wait for his perfect plan.
Amen. What a beautiful analogy. Sister Monica, that was a beautiful analogy.
Thank you.
Well, blessings to you again. And listen, we actually have quite a few callers online. Listen, please follow the instructions of our host, our teacher, Tyndall. Press 1 on your phone right now. Once you do that, I'll be able to see that you have a question or comment. Unless you do that, it tells me that you're just listening or shy, one of the two. But don't be shy. Go right ahead, because, you know, the very thing that you're thinking, the very thing that, you know, there's in your heart, I'm sure it's in someone else's heart as well. Teacher Tyndall, we don't have any others. We have plenty on the line, but we don't have anybody pressing 1.
Speaking about the scriptures and the nuggets from those scriptures that Deaconess Penrose brought to us, and I just underlined this one that it just resonated with me, that believe that he will come through for every situation. And I'm thinking of that in the context of what's going on right now in our world, in our society. I just believe, God, that he's got this and that he will come through for us, and all we have to do is wait on him. But as Deaconess Penrose said, and I love this, you don't just sit there and wait. While we wait, we continue to thank God, even if what we are waiting for has not manifested yet, we just believe and trust God and just thank him every day. Keep thanking him. So, Deaconess Penrose, you have stirred us up today.
Well, praise the Lord.
You really have. Mm-hmm. You know, you really have, and I want to say that, you know, even there are some things that, you know, that we've been waiting for and waiting on, and, you know, in the midst of the words that you gave, you know, it's also instruction. You know, it is instruction from the Word. And I think if we heed to that, you know, we won't be so discouraged. You know, we just won't. You know, we have to hold on, hang on, don't give up. You know, I'm reminded of the guy that swam across the English Channel. He got tired. He didn't think he could make it, so he swam back. You know, so you know, the goal is still there. Just keep going.
Just keep going.
There you go. Teacher Tyndall, looks like we have someone else on the line, number 1. Caller, you are at 920-204. Go right ahead.
Hello. God bless everyone. Overseer Haywood.
Oh, bless you, Pastor Bev.
Now, I'm going to make it quick because I have a little person in here with me, and I'm trying to keep her quiet. I just want you to know, Deaconess, that this is a beautiful topic, and it caused me to just reflect on all the things that God has done for me, whereas I'm in a place where if it doesn't happen quick enough, I know that God is in the midst. Because what he's done for me, he's done before. And if he's done it before, he can do it again. And sometimes,
Amen.
And I think it's like with Deaconess, Monica was saying that, you know, sometimes we want to get ahead of God and we want things that really we don't need or is not part of his plan. But, you know, it is not just even in just the spiritual aspects of us is the natural. And I think back that even through high school, and, you know, when I had a test, if I didn't know the answers, I would stop and pray.
Mm-hmm.
And God would give
wow.
me the answers, you know, and I would always, my test would be 108 pluses because
yep.
I would look
That's
to God,
true.
You know, and when it came to a job, you know, I was being mistreated over one, and I was feeling real bad about it, and I heard the Lord say to me, is this all that I have for you?
Mm.
And I said no. And I applied for another position that I knew nothing about, but when the interviewer was interviewing me, I asked God, you know, just help me with the answers, and everything he asked me, I came back, and I didn't know anything about the position.
Wow.
Praise God.
And they chose me out of 300 people for the job. So you
right.
see, God, he will take care of us. And and it doesn't mean that all the time that we're feeling good or things are going our way, but just trust him. Because as long as we're trusting God and we know that he has us, that he will make a way and the decision is his. And we just have to remember that. And I just thank God for all that I've heard so far, and just blessings to you all. I'm thankful, you know, to our Ecumenical Bishop, Mother Bishop, and Teacher Tyndall, and our great speaker today. And I just really enjoyed everything that I've heard.
Thank you, Overseer Beth. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For your comments. Deaconess Penrose, I think you have lit up the lines today, and I want to let Bishop Haywood know that Patia Watkins just texted me. She's trying to get in, Bishop. She said she hit
well,
number one
you know,
twice.
I think, yeah, I'm looking. You know, what the problem is, the thing is lighting up like a tree right now, and I'm trying to keep up with all of them. And I was just about to call 301. I don't know if that's her or not, but
no,
I have a.
I think she's an 803 number. But
803,
she said she
okay.
twice.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me, I see it. There it is right there. Pastor Tia, I'm so. All right. Pastor Tia, is that you, 803487?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, look, I'm so sorry. You know,
she
Deacon
could
Penrose
excited,
got the thing lit up,
excited.
So.
She could hardly
yeah.
wait.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look at this board, I mean, it's lit up all the way down. I have to scroll down, you know, to try to get to everybody. But go right ahead.
Praise Grace God. And peace Praise be unto you. Amen to all of you on the phone on today. I give honor to God and to Deacon Penrose for this subject matter that she has presented on today. For those who are a part of KCC, I may know last Sunday I started a subject, a series on My Faith as a Standard. And so listening to her today and what she's bringing forth, you know, faith is such a very, very vital part of our Christian life. And just to hear how God has carried her through some things, I too can relate to situations and times where my faith has truly been tested and there was nobody to rely on God but God. And the word of God told us in Hebrews 11:1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and it's certain of what we don't see. And I truly believe that alongside of having salvation, that there is no other component in Christian life more important than our faith in God. Faith is not something that can be purchased. It's not something that we can sell. It's not something that we can even give it away. Amen. But when we have faith, we are trusting in something or somebody without any logical proof. And I believe it defines, amen, our belief, amen, and our devotion to God. And oftentimes God will let us go through certain situations and allow us to experience the vicissitudes of life to show us that there is no problem that is too big. There is no situation that is too hard for God to work out, and that he has chosen us, amen, to use as proof that he still works miracles. And so it's time for us, I believe, to expect God to continue to do the unexpected, because I believe that when we have faith with God, I believe Mother Bishop said it, it talks about that it relates to our experience with God. And when you have experience with God, your experience will far outweigh any circumstance or situation that has seemingly attached itself to you. So as I close in my remarks on today, I just thank God, because true faith doesn't rely on tangible evidence, but it relies on the confidence that we have in God's faithfulness to execute his word in our lives. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Wow.
We really has been stirred up.
I mean, really, really stirred up. Well, we only have a few minutes left here. I know we can continue, you know, if the host tells us to, we can continue it. Caller, you're at 301-758. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon. This is Elda Hunt from First Church in Baltimore. I just want to commend Deaconess Penrose on such a beautiful message this morning. And as she was speaking, I really thought about even some of my own personal experiences going through life, how God just opened doors, how he just provided. And how, as Pastor Tia was saying, she said the words that I was going to say, that when we build experience with God through faith, when situations come up, that's the time when we can start praising him, because our experience tells us that he is going to take us through that. And I praise God, because faith is not a noun. Faith is an action word. Faith is a verb. Faith is belief in action. And when we put our faith in action and turn it into the hands of God, he will really begin to show us above and beyond anything we can think of as just how powerful he is. So, Deaconess Penrose, I just want to thank you so much, and I hope many others will receive confirmation from your message of the power of God and what he is able to do in our lives. Thank you very much.
Thanks, God. Thank you.
Amen. Well, again, we have the lines. I mean, the board is full. We don't have any others that are pressing one at the moment. But I would like to say, Teacher Kendall, that, this has been extremely, we preach it, you know, Deacon Penrose, we preach this, you know, over here at Haywood, you know, and I'm leading our ministry and our church, as Pastor Atia said a moment ago, we preach these things, we teach these things, but it's also good to be able to have it confirmed and hear it as well. So we want to thank you personally as well. Callers, you have one more opportunity. You know, if you'd like to press one, I'll pull you in. But at this time, without any other further preliminaries, you know, in going forward, Teacher Kendall, I think that's all.
Teacher Kendall?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. Yes, we can now.
That's okay.
Go ahead, Deaconess Penrose.
Well, I just bless the Lord. I humbly just thank the Lord, because I have also been blessed, even from the callers, have even inspired me to go forward with all God has done, and to really to hear from our leaders, our Ecumenical Patriarch and our Mother Bishop. How a child feels really good when they come home with a good report card. I feel so blessed, number one, by the Lord, because when I was going to him, I said, Lord, tell me what you want me to say. And I just thanked the Lord that he was with me. I didn't need to worry, but of course I was, you know, concerned, But the Lord did just what I asked him. And then to have your spiritual parents to all also to acknowledge what you've done before the Lord and everybody. I also myself have been encouraged just by the responses has encouraged me as well, because when you hear other people's experiences, that helps one another, and that's what it's all about, is to help one another. And I just love the Lord, and I am so humbly grateful for this opportunity, and I just pray that we all have learned something more. And they say you learn something every day, and I just thank God because I have learned some more things today, and I praise God for this opportunity.
Amen. Well, Deaconess Penrose, again, I just want to thank you. I am so full right now because, and Bishop Haywood and I share a lot, but every time we have one of these broadcasts, I really go to the Lord and ask for his guidance and direction. And I just thank God he led me to you several months ago. And you know, many times we see each other and we don't really know what's lying beneath until we have a chance to scratch the surface. And truly today, your surface has been, your spiritual surface has been scratched, and you have shown us what God has placed within you. And I just want to encourage you to keep on keeping on and knowing that God's got this and he will take you far and wide in doing what it is he's assigned to your hands. And again, just thank you for the inspiration. And I just want to let everybody know that we give thanks to our Ecumenical Patriarch and our Board of Bishops and all of the leadership of the UFCCM, and to Bishop Haywood, and to every one of you who listen in. And I hope this has inspired you to just even delve more into the Word and just look at what God has done and continue to move forward by faith. Our next broadcast will be on Saturday, April 11th. And our featured speaker will be Elder Tuesday Maddox from Kingdom Covenant Christian Ministries in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Her pastor is Pastor Atiyah Watkins. I want you to remember the UFCCM 24-hour nonstop prayer meeting that will be on Tuesday, March the 31st, and contact your jurisdictional prayer leader or minister or your church leader so that you can sign up to participate. And keep in mind, our annual conference will be in Milwaukee, June 24th through 26th. And for those who want to know more about UFCCM, check out our website at ufccm.org. And if you have questions about these broadcasts or desire more information or just want to share a word about how these broadcasts have blessed and are blessing you, please feel free to contact me directly at teachertyndall@ufccm.org. We would so love to hear from you. So we will close with this word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for placing within Deaconess Penrose what it is that you knew, that you know that we need to hear and to know, particularly in this day in which we live. Father, help us to continue to trust you, to know that all we have to do is just give you thanks and give you praise and obey your word and your commands and trust in you as never before. Bless us all as we go down this place. Keep us, protect us, Lord. And we will be so careful to continue to give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory will be yours. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Goodbye, everybody. See you on April. We'll talk again on April 11th. Take care and God bless. There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communications,
the ministry of laity training, and also the ministry of clergy training.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to ufccm.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.